Brian, before we get into everything that's happened in Dallas and Minnesota and Louisiana over the past week, can you kind of give us an explanation of what Fatal Encounters is and what your researchers are doing?
Fatal Encounters is an attempt to create a national database of people who die during interactions with law enforcement.
You started the project in 2012. How many incidents of fatal encounters have you documented?
14,196. It's like the vast, vast majority of these officer-involved homicides are legally justifiable, and any reasonable person would say that officer was defending himself or defending innocent people or defending a partner, and it's obvious as the nose on your face. There's maybe 7% that are questionable, you know, that should have a public airing, should have a trial or whatever.
Brian, I want to know if your research shows that more fatal encounters are actually happening, or if we're just seeing it more because of civilian reporting through Facebook and video and social media.
People ask about increase or decrease. Does it look like it's increasing or decreasing? It looks flat. So technology has developed both the internet and, you know, video capabilities of cameras. For example, with Castile, that was live streamed onto Facebook. You couldn't do that last year. So, yeah, it certainly takes a higher profile. But I don't think it's being overreported. I think it's being reported at the amount that it should be.
I want to talk about something that Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton said about the shooting of Philando Castile. He believed if Castile was white, that things would not have happened that way. Are you finding significant biases in those that are being killed by the police? And is that based on race? Is that based on gender? Is that based on mental illness?
It's all those things. I mean, I know that young African-American men are overrepresented in our numbers. But many different groups have analyzed our data, and the idea that law enforcement was targeting people of color didn't turn out to be necessarily true, because the incident would be sparked by, say, a 911 call, which is not the police showing bias. It may be the citizens showing bias, you know. I mean, generally speaking, I don't think the police know what color the person is that's driving the car. Sometimes they do, and I know that sometimes that there's a bias that works in that direction. They've also found that it's not necessarily white on black, but it's blue on black because I don't know, police culture or something. I think the true use of this database will come at the end of it when we've got 100% collection of every officer-involved death since January 1, 2000.
Brian, I want to talk about the five police officers in Dallas that were killed as well. And I know one of your goals for Fatal Encounters is to save both civilian and police lives. How do you think this research, this database, will do that?
It's information that's available for them to make rational decisions about policing and policies and training. I think the awareness of the issue raises empathy, which seems to be crucial. The Department of Justice, by not collecting this data, puts law enforcement officers' lives at risk.
Brian, thanks for coming in and sparing some time to talk about the future of policing.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Brian Burghardt, the president of Fatal Encounters and fatalencounters.org. I'm Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.